Capitol.
In the Capitol courtyard Thursday, Agency for Persons with Disabilities Director Barbara Palmer is rallying a crowd of advocates and self-advocates of people with developmental disabilities. Many descended on the Capitol to speak to members of the Florida legislature about their top legislative priorities and ways to further help those in need.
We're here to celebrate and to actually all of the providers and individuals with unique abilities and family members are here to talk with legislators about the issues that affect their services and their lives. And it's a big day for everybody, and we're real excited that it's been a great turnout.
One self-advocate, Amanda Baker, was honored Thursday by the Florida Developmental Disabilities Council for her work in the community for helping people with developmental disabilities.
Though I have been advocating for myself since I was a child, my drive to do advocacy work on a larger scale came when I started college and a teacher filed a complaint against me when my chair got stuck in a restroom. After coming out of a deep depression, I decided that that should never happen to anyone ever again.
Right now, she's the president of Elephant Herd Self-Advocacy Group of Panama City.
The acronym Elephant Herds centers around the idea that people with disabilities are often the elephant in the room, but when we come together and create herds of elephants, there's nothing we can't accomplish.
Some of the areas advocates hope to accomplish during the Florida legislative session are included in a plan championed by the ARC of Florida and Florida Developmental Disabilities Council. FDDC Chair Sylvia James Miller says the Revitalizing Services for Individuals with Developmental Disabilities plan includes more funds to begin stabilizing the iBudget system, which allows APD to help fund support services for those in need.
The first part of the plan is funding to continue moving 2,039 individuals with developmental disabilities from the wait list to the iBudget waiver. During the last 2 years, a significant amount of individuals have been moved off the wait list. However, many more individuals with developmental disabilities are still waiting for basic services to help them access their community.
Florida's Lieutenant Governor Carlos Lopez Quintero, who also made an appearance at Thursday's rally, says disability advocates can rely on state officials to follow through.
And this year, in the governor's proposed budget, we are proposing to the legislature a sufficient amount of funds to, again, eliminate the critical needs wait list at the Agency for Persons with Disabilities. There is no reason why, that when the state of Florida has $1 billion surplus, that we should not put the resources necessary to take care of those who we need to take care of.
And Stewart Republican Representative Gail Harrell says lawmakers are already trying to do some good, including legislation that just passed the House Children, Families, and Senior Subcommittee, a panel she chairs.
I am so pleased to say that just yesterday, our committee passed out three bills that are going to enable individuals with disabilities to have special accounts. And it's called the ABLE Act. And these... we are going to move this across, yes, so making sure that there's going to be additional resources for individuals with disabilities.
This year, issues surrounding developmental disabilities are expected to get a boost since the issue is personal to Senate President Andy Gardner and his family. He has a child with Down syndrome. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.